There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Coming up at 6 o'clock, Charles Davis, CBS Sports. He's calling the game this weekend. I actually caught up with him a little bit earlier today, and we talked about the Commanders trade for Marshawn Lattimore. It was like right after it happened. Charles was very excited. He's like, I never get to do breaking news. And he did. I'm going to peel back the curtain all the way. He's like, can you give me all the details on the picks? That's how early we recorded. Was Charles was on his way to something, and he hadn't even seen the full compensation yet. Schefter was still trying to get all the details. By the way, you see who dusted off his old reporting hat today?
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm the first person who reported that the pick wasn't the Miami pick.
Ooh.
Which is a pretty important detail.
Yeah, a lot of people were assuming it was the one they got from the Eagles.
It was not. It is their own third rounder.
Yep.
It is their own third rounder. I do find it funny that it is the New Orleans sixth rounder, a.k.a. the one they got for the John Ridgeway trade. So Washington was like, you can have that back. That's gonna be pretty high in the sixth round. You guys can have that because you're terrible. Yep. But when I was told by my source that it was the Washington's third rounder, not the Miami one, I was like, I literally texted them back, and I go, I never want to negotiate with Adam Peters in my life.
He's good.
He's very good. This wasn't straight Lattimore for three. It was like, no, we're going to need this back. Well, we need that. Okay, you can have that, but then we need this. Okay, well, and we can't do that. Okay, well, then we can't do it. And, you know, when there's other teams on the horn to get something done, hey, I'm going to need an extra whatever to get this done. I got you know, so-and-so over here, Baltimore over here trying to get it too. We like your offer better, but we got to, they're coming hard. Okay, we'll give you that, but you also got to give us this.
Mm.
You know, hey, that fifth round pick, it's got to come back. Okay, fine. And hey, we'll give you your sixth. Okay, cool, we got a deal.
Need it.
However it got done, he got it done. Real quick thoughts on some of the other big trades made around the NFL today. And we can talk about a few more of these in the context of our tier rankings that we still need to do at 6:30. We'll take more of your calls on the Lattimore trade at 6:15 after Charles. But, Anthony, obviously the other biggest one of the day is one that I think everyone saw coming. Za'Darius Smith going to Detroit. He goes from Cleveland to Detroit, 32 years old, can still get it done. Not in his prime, but still very, very good. And he helps fill the void of Aiden Hutchinson. Aiden Hutchinson, I still think, is top 10 in the league in sacks. And he's been out like 4 weeks or something at this point. That's how good of a season he was having. He's tremendous. Yeah. But Za'Darius can get after the passer. He's stout against the run. He plays really hard, fits that Lions style. And so for the best team in the NFC, they strengthen at the very least. There's no way to replace Aiden Hutchinson midseason. But they plug the hole. They've stopped the leak. And that's, by the way, winning most of the games since he's been gone. But I think that this just, in the same way that Washington now, they've been doing all right, clearly, at 7-2 with their current DB setup. Well, St. Juice being the 2 and Sandersville being the 3 and Noah being the 4 just puts you in a way stronger situation. And so now everybody else who was kind of a little bit overexposed for Detroit on their depth gets bumped back down where they belong. And that in itself improves the team nevertheless, and I guess helps lessen the drop-off. And now you're really just talking about the difference between Aiden Hutchinson and Za'Darius Smith, which is significant, but not as significant as that multiplied by the fact that everyone else is playing out of position.
Yeah, I think it's also worth pointing out they had another defensive end and Marcus Davenport, who they got, who came over from the Saints, and he went down early in the season as well. Yep. So to lose Hutchinson and Davenport, but be able to get Za'Darius back, I think you'll take that as a win if you're a Lions fan to bolster that pass rush.
No doubt about it. The other big trades of the day, any in particular that you want to talk about, Ant? There's so many that went down today. But there's also, honestly, some of the ones that are more interesting to me are the guys that didn't get moved.
Yeah.
Like, what is Carolina doing? Why is Jadeveon Clowney still a Carolina Panther?
It's a great question.
Now, he might have gone to them and been like, look, like, he's a Carolina guy, obviously went to South Carolina, he's from the Carolinas. He might have signed there in part because he wanted to be home, and even though it's been a miserable season there, he just wants to be home. And if the Panthers were like, we'll respect your wishes, fine. I want to sleep in my own bed, and I want to make my money. And I'll show up, and I'll be a good leader. Like, I'll do the things you want me to do, but please don't trade me. Okay. I respect it. That's how it should be, by the way. I know sports are ruthless, but it actually is, though, a uniquely American thing that players are treated like commodities. Like in European sports, European soccer, for instance, biggest players in the world, they don't get traded. They move clubs, but they have a say. The clubs are compensated often with ginormous transfer fees. It's just a different market system. But the guys don't get traded without their consent, where they just wake up and it's like, oh, I'm going. Marshawn Lattimore woke up this morning knowing probably that he could get traded. But 3 weeks ago, when the Saints were starting to slide, but we started 2-0 and one of the best teams in the league through 2 weeks. Like, Marshawn Lattimore probably wasn't thinking, especially 5 weeks ago, oh, I could wind up living in D.C. for at least a couple months at the end of the season. Like, dude's got to move. I don't know if he has a family. I don't know. Like, that is real human stuff. So if players are like, hey, can we not? I get it. And I think teams should respect that on a human level. That said, Lattimore's here. Clowney stays. I still don't get what they're doing with Bryce Young. Like, that's a wacky bit. The Giants holding out on Azeez Ojulari? Do they think they're going to get... Maybe that one winds up working out because he got a couple more years left. He's a younger player. I think he's got like another year after this, or they can franchise him, or they have some level of team control, but they've already paid Thibodeau and they've already paid Burns. Your season's in the toilet. What are you doing? They didn't meet their price. What was their price?
Do you think it's one of those situations where the Giants 08, 2012, where they had three, four good pass rushers, just like, it doesn't hurt to, you know, have some depth, I guess. But I mean, they could have, I guess, what their asking price was, maybe, what's his name, Joe Shane?
Yeah,
maybe he was just asking for too much. Like,
no, and Ojulari's a free agent. This is the last year of his deal.
Oh, yeah, they're tripping. They're tripping.
What are you doing? Asset management is the name of the game.
Bad stuff.
Alas, Joe Shane, be Joe Shane. Got his price. Got to get it. Okay. The market tells you what the price is. Take the best deal. At some point, like, congrats. You have Azeez Ojulari for the rest of the season. Now you can franchise tag him or lose him for nothing. Great work, Joe. Great work. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we get back. Charles Davis gives his thoughts on the Marshawn Lattimore trade.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.